Title: Retro Rave Method. Pad Rebuild in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Beginner. Alright, welcome in. In this lesson, we're going to rebuild that classic retro rave pad sound from scratch in Ableton Live 12, using only stock devices. Think early jungle, hardcore, old school DNB, wide, nostalgic, slightly gritty, and always moving. And we're not just making a pre-pad in solo. We're making a pad that actually works next to breakbeats and bass, without turning your mix into soup. By the end, you'll have a pad you can play, automate, resample, chop, and use like it's 1994 and you've got one shot to print it to auto. Let's set the scene first. Set your tempo somewhere around 165 to 170 BPM. I'll pick 170, because it makes the groove feel urgent and it's a nice jungle standard. Now create a new MIDI track. Before we even touch the synth, give yourself drum context. Drop in a breakbeat loop on an audio track if you have one. Amen style is perfect. If you don't, use a drum rack and throw together a basic kick, snare, hats pattern. The point is simple. Keep drums playing while you design. Pads that sound huge on their own tend to fight the break later, and jungle is all about the break leading the conversation. Now, on that MIDI track, load Waveedable. If your patch is doing anything weird, just reset it so we start clean. Here's the core idea. This pad is basically a warmed attuned chord body, with a filter that breathes, stereo modulation for width, reverb for that 90s air, and then clean up so it sits in a drum and bass mix. Start with oscillator 1. Choose basic shapes and aim for a saw-leaning shape. Turn on unison, set it to the classic style, go with about 4 voices, and attune somewhere around 15 to 25%. This is where the rave haze starts. Don't crank detune to the moon yet. We want width, but we also want the chords to stay readable. Oscillator 2. Also basic shapes, but pick a square or a slightly different saw-ish shape. Turn it down. Think support, not dominance. Usually minus 10 to minus 18 dB is a good zone. Add a different attune amount than OSC 1, like 10 to 18%, just to stop it from perfectly lining up. Set polyphony to something like 6 to 8 voices so chords don't steal notes. Leave glide off. Pads usually don't need that portamento slide for the style. Now shape the amp envelope so it feels like a pad, not a stab. Attack around 20 to 60 milliseconds so you don't get clicks. Decay around 1.5 to 3 seconds. Sustain not full, maybe down 6 to 12 dB, so the sound has a little bloom instead of sitting flat. Release around 1.5 to 4 seconds for that long tail. Now play a chord. If you want instant old school mood, try F minor 7. F, ab, C, ab. That chord is basically a cheat code for this genre. If it already sounds a bit nostalgic, good. If it sounds too bright and buzzy, don't panic. The filter stage is where it becomes a record. Enable filter 1 inside Waveedable and choose a low pass 24 dB slope. The LP24 is the classic warm sweep. Start your cutoff around 1.2 to 2.5 kHE, resonance around 10 to 20%, and add a bit of drive, like 2 to 5 dB. That drive helps it feel less like a clean modern synth and more like something that's been pushed through a mixer. Now we add movement, because static pads scream modern plugin. Map LFO 1 to the filter cutoff. Choose a sine wave LFO for smooth motion. Sync the rate to the song. Try half a bar or 1 bar. Keep the amount subtle. You're not trying to wobble like dubstep. You're trying to breathe. If you want a mental target, think of it like a couple hundred hertz to maybe 600 hertz of perceived motion. This is a good moment to do a producer reality check. Keep the break playing and listen. If the pad is stepping on the snare, you have a few options. One is sidechain later, which we will do. Another is even simpler, timing. Jungle is drum's first music. Try nudging the pad slightly late so the break speaks first. In Ableton you can do that with track delay. Something like 5 to 15 milliseconds late can make the snare feel more aggressive without you changing any levels. Okay, now let's make it wide, but in a controlled way. After Waveedable, add Chorus Ensemble. Set it to Ensemble mode. Rate around 0.2 to 0.45 HE, depth amount around 20 to 40%, and keep the mix around 20 to 35%. That's usually enough to get the stereo spread without washing out the center. Teacher note here, a common mistake is overwidening. It feels amazing in headphones, then you check in mono and the pad vanishes or gets facey. We'll do a mono check later, but just remember, in jungle, the core needs to survive in the middle. The width is the vibe on top. Now let's add space. Pads love reverb. Jungle drums hate mud. So we're going to do big reverb, but with controlled low end. Add hybrid reverb. Pick a hall or a plate slash hall style. Set decay around 2.5 to 5.5 seconds, pre-delay around 15 to 35 milliseconds so the initial chord stays defined, and here's the key. Low cut inside the reverb, put it around 250 to 450 Hz, high cut around 7 to 10 kHz to keep it vintage and not fizzy. Mix around 12 to 25%. Listen with the break. If the break suddenly sounds like it got further away, your reverb mix is probably too high or your low cut is too low. Pads can be big without being loud, and the low cut reverb is one of the biggest DNB mix habits you can develop. Now we add grit and glue. Old rave pads often feel like they've been through a sampler, a desk, or tape. We'll fake that. Add saturator. Choose soft sign or analog clip. Dry somewhere around 2 to 6 dB. And then adjust the output so the volume matches when you bypass it. That part matters. If it's louder, you'll always think it's better, and you'll end up saturating by accident. Optionally turn on soft clip if you want it to feel a little more boxed and like old gear, but keep it tasteful. Then add EQ8 for cleanup. High pass the pad, somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz. 24 dB per octave is a good starting range. The exact number depends on your bassline, but the mindset is consistent. The pad is not the sub. If it has energy under 200-ish, it will fight your bass and kick. If it feels boxy, dip a little around 300 to 500 Hz, maybe 2 to 4 dB. If it's harsh, a small dip around 2 to 4 kHz, and quick gain staging check. With chorus, reverb, saturation, your pad can get loud fast. Aim for the pad track peaking roughly around minus 12 to minus 6 dB before the master. That gives you headroom for drums and bass, which is where the power lies. Now let's make it roll with the drums. Add a compressor after EQ8. Turn on sidechain and set the sidechain input to your drum or break track. Ratio around 3:1 to 5:1. Attack around 3 to 15 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 180 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until you see about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on drum hits. What you're listening for is that classic breathing with the amen feel. The pad should tuck slightly when the break hits, then swell back in between. That swell is part of the groove. And here's an extra coach trick. Sometimes you don't need to duck the whole pad. The clash might only be in the low or low mid. Later, once you're comfortable, you can do multi-band ducking so only the low band ducks when the break hits. Cleaner, more controlled, and it keeps the pad present. Before we go further, do a mono check. Drop utility at the end of the chain and hit mono. If the pad collapses hard, back off unison to tune or reduce chorus mix. Another solid approach is keeping the core mono and adding stereo after. In other words, play utility before chorus and reverb, set width to 0% so the dry synth is centered, then let your effects create the width around it. That's how you get huge pads that don't ruin the drop. Now for the retro rave method part. This is the secret sauce. Commit to audio and rebuild the pad as if you sampled it. Right-click your MIDI pad track, freeze track, then right-click again and flatten. Now it's audio. This is where the period-correct vibe often appears fast, because you stop endlessly tweaking the synth and start producing. With the audio pad, you've got a few choices. 1. Chop it into one-bar or two-bar phrases and rearrange. That's classic rave workflow. You'll be surprised how quickly it feels like a record once you start treating it like sampled material. 2. Add beat repeat, but keep it subtle. Set interval to 1 bar, grid to 1/8, chance around 5 to 12%, and mix around 10 to 20%. You're not trying to glitch the whole part. Just add occasional little stutters that feel like old sampler behavior or quick edits. 3. Add auto filter for arrangement sweeps. Use LP12 or LP24, and automate the cutoff to open into the drop. Tiny resonance boosts right before transitions can feel very rave too. Just don't overdo it. And here's a fun next level move that still counts as beginner friendly. Take that flattened audio clip, right-click, and slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transients or by quarter notes. Now your pad becomes a playable kit, like a rave collage instrument. Add a bit of swing, and it turns into call and response against the break. Now let's talk arrangement, because jungle pads aren't just on, they're arranged. Try this simple structure at 170 BPM. Intro, about 16 bars. Filter the pad down, keep it distant. If your break is in, high pass it so it feels like it's coming from another room. This is your DJ-friendly intro energy. Drop, next 16 bars. Open the pad cut off slightly, bring in the full break and bass. Keep the pad high passed so it supports the vibe, without stealing the low end. Middle section, Use your resample chops. Maybe the chopped pad answers the snare, and the long pad fills the gaps. A really classic move is alternating a stab version and a pad version every couple bars. Same harmony, different envelope, instantly more rave. Second drop, do a darker pad variation. Lower cutoff, a bit more drive, maybe slightly less reverb so the drums feel closer. Also, try pulling the pad out for 4 bars to let the drums smack, then bring it back. Negative space makes the return feel massive. A few common mistakes to avoid as you do this. If your pad has too much low end, it will always fight bass and kick. High pass is not optional in this genre. If your reverb has no low cut, mud happens instantly, especially with breakbeats. If you overwiden, you'll lose the pad in mono and sometimes even in a club. If there's no movement, it won't feel retro. Use LFO, subtle modulation, and automation, and don't design in solo. Jungle is about relationships. Pad versus break, pad versus bass, pad versus snare impact. Now a quick 15-minute practice exercise to lock this in. First, build the pad using the wavyable settings you just learned. Second, write a 4-chord loop in F minor. Try FM 7, then DB maj 7, then AB at 9, then CDM 7. Don't stress theory. You're aiming for moody and nostalgic. Third, automate an auto-filter cutoff so it closes down for 4 bars, then opens over the next 4. Fourth, freeze and flatten the pad to audio. Slice it into 1-bar chunks and rearrange them into a new 16-bar phrase. Fifth, add sidechain compression from the break so the pad grooves with the drums.